as promised. Joined by the big man himself. He is a defensive tackle for the Bengals. He is a Pro Bowler. He re-signed with Cincinnati last month. He started 11 games for Cincinnati last season. 252 tackles, 50 tackles for loss, 30 sacks, 71 quarterback hits, and an interception over his career. He set the Guinness World Record for fastest time to lace a shoe. Played his college ball at Iowa, 132nd pick overall in 2012. He is Mike Daniels. Mike, it's good to have you back. How you doing, Mike?
Tim, that intro, man. Once again, thank you. Thank you. But I'm one for excellent journalism. You're an excellent journalist, so I want to make sure you always have all the facts. That Guinness World Record was actually broke by a young lady later that year in 2018. So I'm no longer in the record holder, unfortunately.
Okay, but if we're being factually sound, Mike, I said you set the world record for fastest time, and that's still true.
That's still very true, very true, very true. Also, talk about a record. I had the longest fumble return for a touchdown in Lambeau Field by a rookie. You know, so I don't know. They always seem to not give that one. I think they don't want them knowing that I used to be a great running back, that I could run the ball. I don't know what it is.
All right, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you credit for that, and I'm going to say that they can hang that thing up on a wall because that's not coming down. No one's going to break that. My man, Mike Daniels. Good, I'm glad. All right, so do we need to set the record on anything else before you and I proceed? I want to make sure we're doing this the right way and we're proper.
That I'm extremely excited to get ready to get back to kicking some butt on the field. Set the record on that.
Listen, I can tell already because I've been watching you on Instagram. I would ask you how the offseason's going, but I'm seeing how your offseason is going. You are busting your ass in workouts. How have the workouts been going? How are you feeling physically and mentally right about now? Because, Mike, you sound great.
If we had to play tomorrow, I'm ready to rock, okay? It's all about my plan, and I got to really attribute that to my trainer. Jay Caldwell, TBR training. I tag him all the time. And, I mean, he's a humble guy. He doesn't post much, so I post what we do. And, you know, he's got a real good plan. I'm starting the offseason healthy for the first time in two different offseasons. And we are really, really ready. Just super ready, like unbelievably ready.
Like how?
You know what I mean? We're going to the arcade playing DDR. Getting that foot speed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not messing around.
No, you're not. I can tell, and I can hear it in your voice. Like, how good is it to be able to go into an offseason and feel good and be able to let it rip and do what you need to do to get ready? How good does that feel?
Well, it's one thing to feel good. I feel amazing. See what I'm saying? I felt good for 7 years of my career. Now I feel amazing. And that's a completely different thing. I don't know if it's that veteran wisdom, or it's just the fact that I got a whole different method of training that we got in place here, but it's definitely different, man. You know, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product here. You know, when I step on the field across some opposition, the work I'm putting in has got me. I've never felt this prepared this early before at any point in my career, and going back to the same team gives me a huge advantage. I feel like a young man. Like it's my first year all over again. Like a first year guy.
We're talking to Mike Daniels, defensive tackle with the Bengals. Mike, I got to know, when you talk about the work you're putting in, I mean, I can hear the excitement. You love the grind. Do you love the actual grind itself and the process, or do you love what it's going to do for you?
I mean, both. Like, I was going to speak to how much I love the grind, but then seeing the finished product, that's equally as exciting. See what I'm saying? And when you step on the field and you know that all that work is going into this one play that you're about to play, all that work gives you the opportunity to have that one play. See, a lot of times we overlook the one play. We're blessed, and careers are compilations of many, many one plays. So you got to appreciate every one play you get, and there's a lot that goes into that, right? And I learned so much with the new training, and now I can return and be even better prepared than last year. You know, like, I know the system. I've had to step into three different coordinators the last three seasons. Now I'm able to be with the same guy 2 years in a row.
I was going to ask you, and I think you answered it in part, like you re-signed with the Bengals last month. What did you take away from your time last year that made you know that that's where you wanted to be, that you wanted to stay there, that you didn't want to go someplace else?
The coaching. The coaching. Coach Zach Taylor, I can't say enough great things about my man Zach. Like, he's awesome. And then we got Joey Burrow at quarterback. I basically get to see, like, one of the young greats. And I get to actually be there, right? Be that anchor on one of his first few defenses earlier in his career, right? Because he's going to have some other great guys later on. But, like, it's a great opportunity to help make the playoffs. Between Coach Taylor, he's getting a full second year with Joe. That's a good coaching and quarterback combination, and I'm just glad that I get to be part of it. Coach Taylor respects his vets. You know, he's a player's coach. He's just the kind of guy. I can't say enough great things about him, and quite frankly, that's why you see a lot of us getting free agents.
That is high praise for a young coach. Mike Daniels joining us. Now, when you talk about him being a player's coach, when you talk about how he understands and he respects the vets, you're now entering your 10th season in the league. So few guys make it in the NFL. A tiny fraction of those guys make it to the league, end up playing for 10 years. How much pride is there for you in reaching that number?
That getting into the double digits is... It's hard to explain, really, just how amazing and overwhelmingly, like you just how much emotion that you feel regarding that. I was told my rookie year by a veteran, I think you're going to be a 10-year guy to stay doing the right thing. And now that I finally got there, I just never thought it was a possibility. It's just such a great accomplishment. Great accomplishment. Done many things, but that one right there, that takes the cake.
Mike Daniels joining us. Mike, how'd you do that? I mean, I can tell in the way you just described it that you kind of got emotional even talking about that and what that means to you and what a milestone that is to you. How did you survive and thrive 10 years in that league? What did that involve for you personally?
First and foremost, I always had to give it up to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's before anything. And just... The NFL is it ain't for the faint of heart, you know, and you have to build like that from the ground up. From when I was a young man till now, I've been preparing, you know. My dad, he made sure we were exercising in the house. We got to Iowa, he stayed on my tail then, and then when I got drafted, he said, you know what to continue to do. I can't teach you how to play football, but I can make sure you're staying on top of the things you need to do. And that accountability is there. My body is ready for the punishment. My body's ready for the punishment.
Mike Daniels is joining us, man. I feel like getting my body ready for the punishment just hearing that. You know, you and I talked last season, and we talked about the mentality that it takes. We talked about the standard being the standard. Remind me, was it your father who hammered that into you, the standard being the standard, or did you pick that up someplace else?
That's my dad all the way, both my parents, my dad and my mom. And my mom, you weren't allowed to miss practice. Headache, you break an arm, you better get some Robitussin, it ain't matter. You know what I'm saying? She's from the old country. My dad's, you know, a hard, tough guy from the inner city. So I get the best of both worlds, man. That's definitely completely from my parents. My sister, who's 12 years older than me, she's a 20-year military vet, so I wasn't getting no slack from her either. My granddad was a cop. And, you know, lawyer, discipline runs through my family, runs through it.
Mike Daniels, my guest, discipline and toughness. So, like, when you get to the NFL, does everybody understand that the standard is the standard and that you need that toughness and that discipline? Or are there some young players that really are actually good enough to get there without actually knowing about the standard being the standard? And then do you have to communicate that to them?
Everybody understands that they have to, that it's grueling. You have to put a lot of work. That's going to be hard. And that's where the vets have to come in to let them know how hard it's actually going to be. I don't think anybody comes into the NFL just thinking that they can sleepwalk through it. I don't care how talented you were in high school, college, you know, or amongst your rookie class. But it's the veteran's job. It's the veteran's job to have the guys prepared, right? Everybody has a chip on their shoulder and a point to prove, even the number one overall pick, because they have to size the dollars and say there's a reason why I'm the number one overall pick. So everybody has something to prove. Doesn't matter who you are.
Mike, what about that number one overall pick? Like, he's got something to prove. He's got to justify that he was the number one pick overall. But what makes him different? What makes him unique? What makes him an outlier? Why is he so special?
Well, being blessed to be able to play with two of them in my career with Stafford and Burrow is that there's a different understanding. There's a different understanding with those guys, right? Like, they know that not only do they have their team on their back, the organization, their franchise, but they're carrying the entire NFL legacy on their back, right? You're the number one overall pick. That means something. And there's a big responsibility that comes with that. And every number one overall pick who I've played against, played with, they've all carried that. They've carried that weight. And they've done it in the most respectable way. So there's only one. Every year, there's only one.
It could be a real burden if you're not prepared. If you don't have broad shoulders, man, that could crush you. But if you're one of those guys who gets it, understands it, prepares like it, has a skill set for it, that's where the magic happens. Now, listen, anybody who's ever seen you or watch you play knows the power and the strength that you bring to it. But I want you to go back to a video you posted on Instagram earlier this month where you were on a date night and playing Dance Dance Revolution. For anybody who has not seen this, let me just say, the big fella can move some. How would you describe your footwork and your skills?
Well, as a guy who's had two foot injuries that would end people's careers, I'd like to say that my feet are doing really good. They're super quick, very athletic, and sometimes you got to show people that hey, I'm a big guy, but them hips, them toes, they get the moving, man. They get the moving. You know, and it's funny because I used to play the game a lot, and I was saying to my wife, I'm not going to lie, the game does feel different at 31, 310 pounds versus 14 years old, 150 pounds. Way different. You know, but I'm making it to a workout. My wife was recording, but she jumped on there, got on the arrows as well. And it's just fun. Just fun. I'm very excited that we actually have one around my way, and I go every weekend.
Good, dude. I like that. And I think you've got tremendous moves for a man your size. You mentioned what it's like to be maybe 14, a buck 50. Do you even remember what life was like when you were a 150-pound athlete?
Yeah, I got pummeled all the time. So that's actually what really drove me to continue to take my training to the next level, right, with really getting into the weight room, right? Walked into high school at about a buck 40, and I left 240, right? So I wasn't screwing around, man. I definitely ate my fruits, vegetables, and lean meats, if you will, and I lived in the weight room. So those days were challenging, though. Getting on the football field, I remember my first practice, and our varsity fullback, you know, I'm holding the bag. He bumps into me. I go rolling on my tail, head over heels, right? Literally. And I say, yeah, I can't let that happen to me again. I need to get in the weight room.
Wow, man, that's awesome. That is awesome. All right, so final thought. If some young lady ripped your Guinness World Record, are you looking to rip it back, or are you looking to get another world record, or is that a one-off? How are you approaching that?
Of course. Okay, listen, records are meant to be broken. But they can be broken by the same person who set them before, right? So I need to make sure I get my record back, right? And then I'm going to try to find another one, too, to set. That's what it's all about, being a leader, right? Let me go set a record and then encourage some other people to break it.
And then remind them the standard is the standard, no matter what, in any walk of life.
That's right.
He is a Pro Bowler. He is a defensive tackle with the Bengals. He does not feel good. He feels amazing. He played his college ball at Iowa. Michael, say it again, man. I appreciate the friendship. I respect you. I admire you. And I'm glad that you come on this show and you and I could chop it up like that. It's always a blast.
Yeah, man, looking forward to when we can get in person again, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Until next time, my brother, I will be playing me some DDR to get some new videos.
You got it. I love it. Can't wait to see it.
Man. You got
to
try it out yourself.
I will, man. You know I will. I can't wait to see it. Mike Daniels, he just makes it better. My man, the big man, he makes everything better. Hope you enjoyed that. Check him out on Instagram. I do. I love watching him and following him, and I love that energy, and I love that passion. 1-800-636-8686. Re-upped with the Bengals. Have you ever heard, and I'll be honest, I've never heard him rave about Zach Taylor the way he did. That was really interesting. Raved about his young head coach. I mean, one thing to rave about a young franchise quarterback, everybody does. But he raved. He said, that's my guy. That's my guy. And we got that combination of a great coach and a great young quarterback. And this is where I want to be. I also love that take about, yeah, I don't feel good. I don't feel great. I feel amazing. And you know, guys like to post their workout videos. His are mesmerizing. I love watching the big fella workout. He gets after it now.